So bless, you're blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Oh, I'm blessed. Going out, coming in. So blessed. Oh, I'm blessed. January, February to December. Oh, I'm blessed.
Praise Master Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. This is Eagle and Dove Half Hour, the voice of West, by God's friend, Evangelist Ofora Obiaduchi Gozie, the President, Eagle and Dove Wisdom Ministry International, Mbagwa. Let's pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, the King of Glory, thank you, King of Kings. Thank you, Lord of Lords. Thank you, the hour has come for your voice of rest to overshadow us like a canopy. Thank you for quick understanding. Thank you for transformation that's going to take place in the minds of our listeners all over the world. Father, may your name be honored and glorified in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I want to share and talk about the seat of rest. The seat of rest. Go with me to Hebrews 4, 1 to 11. Hebrews 4, 1 to 11. For emphasis sake, I want to read from verse 9. There remains therefore a rest for the people of God. For he who has entered his rest as himself ceased from his works as God did from his. You know, as a believer, when Jesus died and was raised, he was glorified. But when the first Adam came, God gave him an authority. God gave him dominion. And because God gave him dominion and authority, he was given a seat of government to rule upon the face of the earth on behalf of God. But when the first Adam failed, Jesus, the second Adam, showed up in the scene. When he was raised from the dead and he was glorified. The day he was glorified sitting down on a seat of government or a seat of rest when he was glorified. And when Jesus came in to be inside man, he didn't just come alone. He came because he was the King of Kings. Inside of man, there is a seat of government that Christ sits upon. It's even written in Ephesians 3, verse 17. The Bible said that Christ may dwell, a place to dwell in your heart. In other words, our heart is a seat of God's government. Christ in us is sitting on a seat. And that seat is called a seat of rest. And that seat of rest is also called a seat of power. It's inside of every believer. That seat is a seat also called a seat of dominion. Because Jesus is not just the King of Kings. He's also the Lord of Lords. This evening, that seat of rest, what is it all about? Is it there for a fancy? Is it there for a child's play? Is it there for us to take advantage of it as believers? Go with me. What is rest? Rest is total tranquility in the environment of chaos. Rest is being in total tranquility in the environment of chaos. For instance, if you see a ritualist coming before you and suddenly God open your eyes and you're seeing a presence of an angelic force standing beside you, you will not be afraid. Why? At that moment, you are absolutely in tranquility, total rest in your heart. Even in the midst of the chaotic situation you found yourself, or something, a situation shows up and you hearken to the voice of the written word, the voice of God in the scriptures, you hold on to it, and there is an absolute tranquility in your heart that this situation is already a done deal. That situation that is already a done deal is what we call, at that moment, you have been in total tranquility. Even you find yourself, even if you are in the midst of chaotic situation, in the midst of chaos, rest is being in total tranquility in the environment of chaos or in the midst of chaos. There is a mountain that sits inside of us. Bible said that God is dwelling in a mountain, the Mount Zion. Mountain is not a hilly structure that we know about in our present day. Mountain is a place of government. Mountain in the scripture means a place of government. Because God inside of us is not inside of us in a casual environment. No, he's inside of us sitting on a seat of government or a seat of rest. And that seat of rest is located in Mount Zion. Mount Zion is also inside of us. It's not just outside of us, it's also inside of us. Because in Colossians 1:18 and 19, the Bible said, he pleases the Father that in Christ, that the fullness of God may dwell. In other words, the fullness of God dwells in Christ. And where is Christ? Christ is in us. Colossians 1:27, Christ in us is the hope of glory. Colossians 1:27, he's sitting on a seat of government. And that seat of government is not just a seat, but is a seat where the administrative headquarters of rulership, power, dominion, and authority of heaven flows from. In other words, if we learn and begin to enter into the experience of that seat by consciously sitting in him, in experiences, everything God experiences as God will start experiences because we are gods on earth. Praise Master Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. In Hebrews 12:22, the Bible said, we have not come to a mountain that burns with fire, but we have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, in the company of innumerable of angels. How do I begin to function or experience the benefits that is attached to the seat of rest? One, Christ is in me, is a done deal. And Christ is in me, is in the Father, in me, on a seat, on a throne, on a seat of government, or the throne, the one we call the cherubic chariot throne. The seat of power is called the seat of rest. How do I sit on that seat? How do I begin to function out of it? When Jesus was glorified, we were brought to that seat legally. But in experience, is it happening? No. We need to start entering into the experience of the seat of rest. Christ is in us. How do I sit on that seat? Father, so simple. So simple. This way, Lord, I am seated in Christ and the Father, and in the Father on the seat of rest on Mount Zion. Because in Ephesians 2:6, Bible said, when Jesus was raised from the dead, we were seated together in Christ in heavenly places. It's not just in heavenly places. That heavenly places is also inside of us. Christ in us, the hope of glory. There are realms and dimensions that is already inside of us. We are the gateway of God upon the face of the earth. We are the open heaven answered upon the face of the earth. In other words, that seat of rest inside of us. As I began to sit on that seat in experience, how do I do it? By faith. By faith. Lord, I am sitting in Christ, in the Father, on the government of seat of rest. On the government of seat of rest, I yield to the lordship of Christ that dwells inside of me. And the lordship of Christ sits and rests upon me. The moment I start recognizing the lordship and yield to that lordship, something will start happening. According to Romans 16 verse 20, the Bible said that the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The peace of God is an absolute ruler of rest. What will start happening? The moment I start practicing to how to sit in Christ in me, that is sitting on the seat of rest on Mount Zion that's within me, the moment I start doing it, the voice of rest of Yahweh will begin to find expression in and through me. And once I start finding expression in and through me, the peace of God will start overshadowing me like a canopy. It start coming out of me, start overshadowing me like a canopy. And once it starts overshadowing me like a canopy, because peace is an absolute ruler of rest, consciously, everything that's worried me or that have taken away my peace will consciously start bowing to the authority and the rulership of God that is attached to the seat of rest that I'm sitting in Christ and the Father. In other words, for instance, my student school fees, and Bible said that God, he was made poor that I may become rich. Secondly, Bible said that my God, Paul was now talking, my God will supply all your need. Inasmuch as there are principles behind that operation, but I want to use that phrase, the God will supply. In other words, we know that God supplies all our need. But we as a believer most times will struggle with that statement, or we struggle with the experiences that even if though that we are in Christ, but we are not experiencing the experience of the God of heaven, the God of all flesh, is our supplier. In other words, and if you know what's happening, maybe your children comes around and say, mommy, our school fees, daddy, our house rent, your peace will completely disappear from you. You'll be in a state of anxiety or a state of worry. Let me show you how to consciously live in dominion of that experience and still enjoy the provision and the supply that is attached to the seat of rest. What do you do? As you begin to practice, Lord, I am seated in Christ and the Father on the government of seat of rest. The more you practice sitting on that seat, the more you practice sitting in Him on that seat, in experience, by faith, in experience, everything that caused your peace to disappear, the peace of God, which is absolute ruler of rest, will start resting upon you and start infusing in your mind, in your emotions, and in your will. No, if you know what's happening, God, because from the foundation of the world, everything every man will need on earth has been finished. We don't struggle for things. We just locate where they are. Everything has been finished in Christ. Christ is a pointer that all things are complete in Him, including our finances. Praise Master Jesus. The more I sit on that seat, suddenly, once the voice of peace began to overshadow my heart, God will give me sense of direction. He might whisper to me because everything God created has a key to access them. He's already there, but He has a key. He might give me a sense of direction in my heart. Start dancing for me. As you start dancing for Him, because what brought it is the voice of the God of peace, He will start giving you a sense of direction. Start dancing for me. As you start dancing for Him, the very provision He has made available for us in Christ from the foundation of the world will start being unlocked in and through you. You gain two things. One, the peace of God overshadow you consciously. Anxiety and worry will disappear out of your life. Even the Bible said, don't worry for anything, because worry will not add anything to your life. Or rather, it will subtract things from your life. Worry is a frequency. There is a frequency that resonates with worry. The same way, there is a frequency that resonates with anxiety. A woman that is pregnant and always in anxiety, we might end up losing that pregnancy to miscarriage. It's not devil, it's Him. In other words, anything we do in life is a frequency. It's a frequency. Praise Master Jesus. As you begin to sit and practice sitting in Him by faith, one thing that will happen is worry, anxiety will leave you. And once worry and anxiety leaves you, the voice of God, which is the absolute law of rest, will start overshadowing you. Praise Master Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. Everything around our life began to find rest. That's the second thing that will start happening. Once we keep on practicing sitting under Christ in us, in the Father, on the seat of rest, everything around us, we began to find rest. We've begun to find rest, and stress will leave us, because stress and peace does not go together. In other words, stress, peace, or rest does not go together. Everything around us, we began to find peace. And once it began to find peace, stress will leave us. Praise Master Jesus. In Romans 14 verse 17, the Bible said that righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Once I consistently practice sitting in Him on the seat of rest, stress will leave us. Stress is liver. Bible said in Proverbs 22 verse 7, as a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. One of the ways, constantly think peace. As you think peace, you become peace. In other words, as you think rest, you become rest. How do you think? Sit down. As you're sitting on that seat, make use of your imagination and see the rest of God flowing out of you. Flowing out of you. I use two things. Whenever I'm practicing this, I use two things. What are they? In 1 John 1:5, the Bible said, God is light. If God, who is peace, the God of peace, is light, I will use my imagination to hold on to the God who is peace and who is light that sits inside of me. And I will see light coming out of me. As I'm seeing light, using my imagination, the eyes of our faith, my imagination, the screen of my spirit, is also called the screen of our spirit. As I use it, do you know what's happening? Stress will consciously disappear from my life. Praise Master Jesus. And to do nothing, fear will consciously disappear. Why? Because fear is a torment. Fear is of the heart. The same way, peace is of the heart. Anytime there is an absence of faith, fear consciously occupies our heart. And the two of them is being fueled through two sources. One is knowledge. One is ignorance. Knowledge sponsors faith, but ignorance sponsors fear. Hear me. Knowledge sponsors faith, but ignorance sponsors fear. The more knowledge of the King of Glory, the more knowledge of the finished work, the more knowledge of the rest of God that will come across or find in our lives, we begin to meditate so that the light will shine in our heart. The more knowledge we know about what Christ has done, the more our faith will build up from one degree of glory to a higher degree of glory. But if you don't know anything and you keep on hearing hearsay, ignorance will sponsor more fear. And once ignorance sponsors more fear, you'll be so much fearful. And stress will become the order of the day. Sorry. Praise Master Jesus. As I began to sit on that seat, something else will start happening. Bible said, worry for nothing in Philippians 4. But in all things, let your request be known unto God, that the peace of God that surpasses all understanding or knowledge, all understanding will begin to flood your heart. That the peace of God, in other words, the more I sit in Him, the seat of rest, the very voice that is not the voice of God, which is the voice of rest and the voice of peace, will begin to illuminate. The very voice of God, the very voice that is not the voice of God, will start overshadowing me if I don't practice sitting in Him. But the more I sit in Him and practice sitting in Him, in Christ, on the seat of rest, the voice around me that is not the voice of peace and the voice of rest, which is the absolute rulership in the realm of the kingdom and around me, we began to be swallowed up by the voice of rest and the voice of peace. In other words, the more I sit in that seat, the accurate voice of God will start overshadowing me. And every other voices, the voice of fear, the voice of death, the voice of lack, the voice, all kinds of voices that is not of God's kingdom, will be swallowed up by the voice of peace and voice of rest. And once it's swallowed up, the peace of God will swallow up everything inside of me, around me, that is not the voice of the King of Glory, which is giving me contrary to the voice of what God is saying according to His word or according to His spirit in and through my life. Because the peace of God is a voice. Praise Master Jesus. The peace of God is a voice. Fourthly, the more I practice sitting in Him, something else will start happening. Because the Lordship of Christ inside of us is the realm of God's government. The realm of God's government. The more I start practicing sitting in Him, the realm of God's government will begin to expand. And once it starts expanding, the realm of God's government will begin to expand in and through me and around me. There is a realm of government inside of us. Every king is an absolute ruler of a realm of government. There is a realm of government that sits out of us. The government of Yahweh. The government of God. Praise Master Jesus. And every government is an organized structure of institution. The same way we have the government of Nigeria, the government of Pakistan, the government of Israel, the government of US, the same way we have the government of God. There is a government. There is a government. There is a government. Praise Master Jesus. Bible said in Philippians 3 verse 20. The Bible said, make a very specific note. Make a very, very direct statement about what God says about His government. The Bible said, we are citizens of another country. We are citizens of another country. That means we are citizens of another government. There is a government. Even while we are on earth, we are not of this earth. Why? Because we are not under the dominion of the government of earth. We are under the dominion of the government of heaven. If you know this simple statement, you can change anything that confronts you in life. Praise Master Jesus. If you understand this simple statement, we can change anything that confronts us in life. Just know, there is a government. And that government is not somewhere in the sky. It's inside of me. Because the fullness of God dwells inside of me. It pleases the Father that in Christ that all His fullness will dwell. There's a realm of government inside of me. The more I practice sitting in Him, in Christ, in the Father, on the government of seat of rest, the realm of God's government will begin to expand in and through me, around me. And once it began to expand, that's what the statement Jesus made in the scripture. In John 7 verse 37 and 38, he that comes to me and drinks, that it will become inside of him the fountain of living water. But he said, he that is thirst, come, that out of his heart shall flow the rivers of living water. If you go to Revelation 22 verse 1 and 2, the Bible said there is a pure river that flows from the throne. Pay attention. There is a pure river that flows from the throne. In other words, that river that flows from the throne flows from our heart our heart, because our heart is the seat of God's government. Our heart is the seat of God's government. Because it's a seat of our God's government, the rivers of living water is flowing out of our heart or out of our belly, which is the seat of God's government. The more I practice sitting in Him, in experience, the more I practice sitting in Him, consciously something will start happening. The rivers of living water will start flowing out of me. And once it starts flowing out of me, everything around me will come under the dominion of heaven. Everything. Imagine you stay in a house that's been troubled by the witches. Consciously, you find out that every witchcraft operation will start ceasing. Why? Because they must come under a realm of God's government, the realm of dominion, in the name of Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. And once it starts flowing out, it starts forming a house. And once it starts forming a house, it will do something else. It will bring life to everything I touch or bring, and abundance into it. It will bring life, because that river is the river of life. It will bring life to everything I touch. Everything, including my business. The more I practice sitting on Him, even my business that looks that is dying will start finding life again. Why? Because the dominion of another government will start resting upon it. Your business is not under the government of Nigeria. If you still think that way, then the economic indices and economic failure system of this nation called Nigeria will start finding expression in and through your business. But the economic indices and economic system of heaven is perfect. The more you practice sitting on that seat, your businesses, your job, your career will come under the dominion of heaven, will come under the government of heaven. And once it comes under the dominion of heaven, the life of God will begin to find expression in and through them. And everything you touch, abundance will flow in and through it. Praise Master Jesus. Finally, the more I sit in Him, the hope of glory, Christ in me, the manifestation of His glory will become expressed in me, to me, and around me. Praise Master Jesus. In other words, struggles will cease, because in glory there is no struggle. Because in glory there is no struggle. Praise Master Jesus. Let's take it as a practice. In the morning, in the evening, 30 minutes, 1 hour, sit on a seat. Imagine yourself sitting in Christ, in the Father. Sit on that seat. Start practicing it. As you sit on that seat, start praying in tongues. Even if you don't know how to pray in tongues, pray in tongues. Even though, keep on repeating that word. I am seated in Christ, in the Father, on the garment of seat of rest. I am seated in Christ, in the Father, on the garment of seat of rest. I'm seated in Christ, in the Father, on the garment of seat of rest. But you know what's happening? Your life will take a turn, and everything around your life will begin to find expression, or begin to experience the divine touch of the glory of God. Praise Master Jesus. Let's pray. If you are yet to know Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, put your hand on your chest. Say after me, Lord Jesus, thank you because you came in my name. You died in my name. You went to the grave in my name. You went to hell in my name. You were glorified in my name. I believe in my heart you came in the flesh as a man. And I confess your Lordship over my life. Say, Jesus, come into my life to become my Lord and my Savior. I receive eternal life. I receive eternal life into my heart. I receive eternal life into my heart. I abdicate the throne of seat of rest in my heart to you, Lord. Sit in that seat that you are my Lord and my Savior, in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray this prayer with me. Practice it every day. What is that prayer? I am seated in Christ, in the Father, on the garment of seat of rest. I yield to the Lordship of God, and the Lordship of God rest upon me. Practice praying or meditating on this prayer day and night. You will see how your life will turn a new leaf. I want to pray for the sick. If you have a sickness in your body, put your hand in that place right now. Thank you, Father, for you have heard me. Lakabaka shana kabako roko shana ketetetu wale ala zani. Zana kabako roko tototu wale akati ala kabako roko shana ketetetu wale zani. Ikiti an kabako roko shana ketetetu wale ala ka zani ketetetu wale ala zani. Ikiti an kabako roko shana ketetetu wale ala zani. Ikiti an kabako roko shana ketetetu wale ala zani. Izana kati an ka zani. Ikiti an kabako roko shana ni. Ikiti an kabako roko shana ni. Kale ala zani ni. Ngona kabaka reketeti an kabako roko shana ti. Ikiti an kabaka reketeti an kabako roko shana keteni ni. Ngana ka zani kiboko roko shana ketetetu wale. Thank you, the only wise God. Thank you. There is a woman I'm seeing in my spirit. You are listening to this broadcast from Kogi State, One, if you touch the right side of your system, it seems like a living organism is moving around your body. As I speak to you now, the power of rest, the power of Christ is touching you right now. Check that place again. You find out that that living organism has disappeared out of your system. You are completely healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing a woman that is watching from Okozo, mainly from Okozo, Anambra State. I'm seeing a woman, you're watching with your son, but you're listening with your son, but your son basically is about 13 years of age. Is having what you call pile, your retro system pile. As I speak to you now, that thing is been dropping blood out of your system. As I speak to you now, the hand of Christ has ended that influence. You are completely healed and restored in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. There is a woman I'm seeing in my spirit. As you're receiving what you're selling, suddenly something that looks like a fly entered into your eyes. As I speak to you right now, that thing that enters into your eyes, all of them, show it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. There is a man I'm seeing in my spirit, listening mainly from Otuocha, Anambra State. Thank you, Father. Lord, I decree and declare that dehydration in his body, all of them disappears completely in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, the Holy Wise God. There is a man I'm seeing also in my spirit. Whether they call it a growth in the left side of your truth. As I speak to you now, that growth is consciously disappeared in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm seeing a family of six, Okeke by that name, Okeke family of six. Anywhere they put your name before a strange altar, as I speak to you now, that family of six, two is dead, two is gone, remaining four. I decree and declare that influence on that effigy, on that strange altar, the hand of Christ uprooted it, cut shoulder, and taking it out of the way completely in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, the Holy Wise God, because you have heard me. Larienda Kajana Katolusheni. I'm seeing a lady in the front of your left side of your chin. It seems like a growth coming on the left side of your chin. As I speak to you now, the hand of God has shrinked it and taken it out of the way in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm seeing a woman, a dog bite you in the dream. You wake up and began to feel a sensation of a boil around your waist region. I speak to that boy you have tried up, taking out of their body completely in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing, thank you, Father. I'm seeing a woman that went to a farm. Thank you. That went to a farm around Ogwachukwu or so. That went to a farm and was attacked by Fulani herdsmen. I decree and declare that hand has been suspended permanently, cut short and taken out of the way in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That has any. I proclaim every sicknesses and disease in your body healed in the name of Jesus. I receive the hand of my God and I decree and declare every bad situation, the rest of God has overshadowed it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare every negative experiences, the rest of God overshadows this right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I'm seeing a man watching me from Onitsha. Clearly, a man watching me from Onitsha. Every poison in your 2 feet, the hand of God has healed you, captured and taken it out of your body now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing a woman that is carrying something like a balloon in his system. It seems like she's pregnant for like close to 3 years, but I'm seeing a balloon in her system. That balloon, the hand of God has deflated it completely, taken out of your body now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I'm seeing a person that is a growth around the middle of your lining of your stomach and your heart. Whether they call it ulcer or so, I don't care. Father, thank you. I decree and declare anything that looks like a string stick trapped into your system, they call it whatever. I decree and declare that stick has been uprooted and that ulcer captured and taken out of your body in the name of Jesus. Thank you, the Holy Wise God, for hearing me in Jesus' name. I remember God's friend, the humble servant of God, Ofora Obiajuchi Gozie, the president, Egoland of Wisdom Ministry International, Mbaku,
located at Amazing Village, Mbaku, Akanot, Anambra State.
Tuesdays are counseling. We look forward to see you. Wednesday is our fellowships by 11 a.m. Tuesday, counseling by 8 a.m. Wednesday, our fellowship by 11 a.m. And first Friday of every night is night of rest. It starts by 10 p.m. First, second, and third Sundays of every month is a School of Kingdom Mysteries. It starts by 3 p.m. on Sundays. Second and third Sundays is a School of Kingdom Mysteries. We hope to see you. Let God bless you and bless your family. As you do this, may Almighty God bless your family in Jesus' name. See you sometime next week. Tune in every Monday by 7:30 to 8 o'clock. The Eagle and Dove Half Hour, the Voice of Rest. Praise Master Jesus.
We're blessed, so.